You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Lily Karen with Ease. This is from Lily's beautiful new EP, And the Clouds Came Undone. Kia ora, Lily. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome to the studio. Big day for you. You're playing at our Drive Island tonight. We're so excited to have you down there, and you're celebrating this new release. How are you feeling about it?
No, it is a big day. I am feeling good. I'm excited. I think having this show tonight is the perfect send-off for it. Yeah,
it's a good.
Very excited.
It's a good feeling, I think, to kind of have a release day and be able to, in real life, see people enjoying it. Especially when you've spent a long time working on something. What's been the kind of life of this project? Where did it start for you?
I started working on it in 2019.
Whoa, back in the day, yeah.
I know, and that was Ease was the first song I wrote for it, and then finished it off around maybe the end of 2022, beginning of 2023.
Yep.
So it's had a long life. For it to now be out feels very, very cool.
That is very cool. We were just chatting off air. You've done the album art for this as well. That's your painting. It's really beautiful. What was the kind of like, I guess the themes and the ideas that tie this project together? Because I feel like the name Clouds Coming Undone, it's a really beautiful, evocative phrase. And there's something quite like lovely in that imagery on the album as well. What were you kind of thinking about when you were sort of collating these?
Well, and the clouds came undone to me feels like an unraveling or like a healing, like seeing the light again, I guess, and like a very simple term, which I feel that this project sort of dives into, like a lot of emotions that I was feeling over those like 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sort of ending on a high note with Call Me Over being like a, yeah, bringing myself back into self.
That's such a relatable feeling. It's hard not to talk about the pandemic when it's that particular timeline. But
oh, yeah.
Was that, you know, overtly in your thoughts when you were writing, subtextually? What was the kind of space that you were inhabiting?
Yeah, I mean, the whole lockdown stitch, it sort of put a hold on my creative motivation for like a year.
I feel like there's only one of two ways. People either went just absolutely crazy and made like 7 albums, or they didn't touch for the duration.
Like hibernated away from that. And after lockdown is when I wrote Wild for Change, which I think when I hear that, it's like a frustration of not being able to do anything and wanting to take control again. So I think that was probably the main theme that came out of that period of time. I don't know if any of the others I was thinking too much about it, but definitely Wild for Change. I can hear that now.
Totally. And it's got something, there's something really propulsive and awesome about the way that that song builds and the lyricism across it as well. What's the songwriting process look like for you? Where do you start when you're actually, you know, doing your lyrics part of it?
Oh, it's kind of different every time. Sometimes I'll just like write in my journal and then hope that I find something that I like. Otherwise I'll just play my guitar and find a melody and try and find words. But really I write my best when I'm feeling deeply. That sounds very cliche, but that's when I feel like I've got more to say. So but with that it means I come with lulls with writing.
I think that's natural though, and you know, everybody has a different graft to how they create, and knowing what works for you is like half of the process really, isn't it? Letting yourself be okay with the periods where you're not making or you're not thinking about it, and then knowing when you're like, oh, okay, this is the time to ride that wave maybe. Who have you found yourself kind of bouncing your ideas off with, and kind of, you know, in that collaborative space, who do you reach out to or kind of touch base with?
I touch base a lot with Henry and Pierre Beasley, who produced this record. Still send them demos and ask for their advice all the time because there's just such trust there, and they've always got like good tips on how to clean things up, because I work very messily with my writing.
That's a good way to do it. And then to have friends who can help you corral, that's nice.
Like a good constructive space, which is nice.
That's awesome. Saw you last night on K Road for the K Road block party. It was awesome. Beautiful setup, nice and stripped back. Is that what we're gonna get a little preview of tonight?
Yes.
Excellent. Super excited to see you performing tonight, Lily. 95 BFM Drive Island, Park Road and Lily Karen. Park Road's also got an album out today, so it's gonna be a very celebratory afternoon. 4 till 7 p.m. It's all ages, it's free, it's right in the middle of town. You can catch the bus there, you can bring your pets, please, every day I say, bring your nice dogs. We'll have some biscuits. We'll have some coffee. It'll be a very nice time. Lily, congratulations on this EP, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks see for coming in.
I'm wild for a change, and I am the only one in the way. And leave my body as the
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.